If anyone is unsure what a partnership may look like between the local YMCA and the city of Stratford, they don't need to look far for examples. That's what Mike Ennis, CEO of the YMCA of Three Rivers, told the ad hoc Grand Trunk Renewal Committee on Monday night. There have been many similar Y community partnerships across North America. One example, the Stony Creek Community Center, YMCA, and Library in London, is very close, and very successful. That community center is a new building that serves 10,000 members, upwards of 4,000 community participants, and 30,000 library visitors annually. That is a great example of all of the different areas we can have under one roof, Ennis said. That has a library, community center, and programming for everybody. That's a 4,000-square-foot building with a pool, walking track, fitness center, full library, meeting rooms and services that the community needs. As to what Stratford's potential community center would look like, whether it is similar to the Stony Creek Community Center or another, is still up for discussion. The Y and the city have signed a memorandum of understanding, affirming both parties' commitment to exploring a vision. For instance, Working Group Coordinator Ray Harsant inquired about whether any Y community centers have theaters, a very important aspect to the Stratford community. Ennis confirmed that although there isn't one in Ontario, a community center in Calgary does. Ennis said that the Y operates in an 80-20 rule. 80% of what the Y does is the same across the county and 20% is always a little different community to community. When it comes to the funding piece for these community hubs, something which is often discussed in regards to Stratford's potential site, Ennis said that there is no one model to look at and emulate. There's 25 partnerships in Ontario and every single one of them has a different funding model. Ennis also said that before funding, and how funding will be divvied up, there are certain steps that need to be taken, like the finalization of the vision and guiding principles. The Stony Creek Community Center, YMCA, and Library in London. Via the City of London's website, Emily Robson, Corporate Initiatives Lead for the City, circulated a draft copy of the vision and guiding principles that the committee and its working groups have been working on. They are sustainable and fiscally responsible, demonstrating sustainable development and creating resilient community, inclusive and connected, create long-term, attainable and adaptable housing options while promoting health and well-being, integrated and hard-working, create integrated, multi-purpose spaces and places, celebrate past and future forward, resilient, design for the past, present, and future, thrive and vibe, create a series of cohesive and vibrant places to allow people to thrive in Stratford, distinct and diverse, design a distinct and urban community that responds to the diverse needs of all citizens, inspiring and placemaking, cultivate an enhanced sense of place and inspiration for Stratford. Each vision and guiding principle has a number of ideas and ways to achieve the goals. For instance, under the sustainable and fiscally responsible vision, aiming for a minimum of net zero carbon emission buildings and site design by adopting leading sustainability technologies is listed as one way the site can achieve this vision. Although the list of principles have been refined over four drafts, many of the committee members pointed out where it can be improved. Franklin Pham said that under the distinct and diverse vision there is mention of community gardening and urban farming, which seemed redundant since Perth County is known for its agriculture. Barb Cottle pointed out that nowhere in the document is community hub mentioned. Melanie Hare, chair of the Vision, Planning, and Architecture Working Group, said that the draft vision and guiding principles will be revised based on committee feedback and then go to a later council meeting for endorsement and to be finalized.